It's a rather comfortable summer afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures are warm, but it's not too hot, and dew points are running largely in the 50s, so the humidity levels are not that high. We do have some rain around. We've had a scattering of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Most of that activity has been in areas along and north of I-90, and those spots have the best chance to see a few more showers through late afternoon, though I can't rule out a spotty shower south of I-90. Any showers and storms will come to an end around and after sunset. The heating of the day is helping to fuel the storms, so once we lose the heating source, meaning the sun goes down, the showers and storms will basically come to an end. We'll see partly cloudy to mainly clear skies tonight, and some areas of fog are likely to form, especially near bodies of water and also in the valleys and in spots where the ground is damp from rainfall today. Lows will be largely in the 50s tonight, and some 40s are likely in the mountains. So for those who are maybe camping out, it'll be a bit chilly for sure. And as we move into the day tomorrow, we'll see a blend of sunshine and clouds. I, again, can't rule out a few passing showers, especially across the higher elevations, though even in the valleys, a shower or two could come by. So it'll be another day that's warm but not too hot. Highs will be in the 70s, and we might reach the 80-degree mark south of Albany, and the humidity levels are looking to be quite low. Tomorrow night will be another pleasantly cool night, and Thursday looks to be another pleasant day with temperatures in the 70s with not that much humidity. So the next couple of days will be maybe a September preview with temperatures that are still quite warm but not really that hot, and that low humidity is also something that we tend to see, especially as we move into the month of September. It is going to trend warmer and more humid as we move into Friday and the weekend, so there's still some of that summer-like weather ahead, especially after we get past a couple of early fall-like days tomorrow and Thursday. Quickly to the tropics, there are a couple of areas of interest, one in the eastern Caribbean Sea, another cluster of thunderstorms that's well over 1,000 miles east of the Lesser Antilles, so the Hurricane Center is keeping an eye on those areas. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, any showers will end, partly cloudy to mostly clear with some areas of fog, lows in the low 50s, some 40s in the mountains. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun with a few passing showers and highs in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, any showers will end, partly cloudy to mostly clear with some areas of fog, lows in the low 50s, some 40s in the mountains, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance for a few passing showers with highs in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear with some areas of fog, lows in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, not that humid, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, pleasant, some areas of fog, lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, maybe a passing shower, highs in the mid to upper 70s. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly sunny, pleasant, with highs in the 70s, and on Friday, partly sunny, warmer, and a bit more humid, with highs in the low 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.